Hey guys, it feels really great knowing that this will be the first episode of a podcast that means to me a over-the-table talk where I can express and be able to share my perception regarding things that I think we face or go through at least once or several times as adults. Now, although the name says adults, I would like to clarify that I am not a person to categorize my thought or audience. I enjoy a good conversation with a 5-year-old testing my knowledge about do sharks eat robots or whatever, as much as I enjoy one with an 80-year-old enlightening me with the secrets to long-lasting love. So please feel at home. Know that this podcast is for you, for the times you were wide awake wishing someone was still there so you can talk more about life, goals, the brilliant idea you cannot shut up about, the friends you want to keep, and the habits you want to let go of, and much more. They are generally the things that you are willing to dwell about for hours, just like me. Now, it is only appropriate if we start off with the background introduction of your speaker, which is me. To my friends listening to this, hello there. Thank you so much for being here, even though it means that we will have to spend even less time together, since I plan on doing a weekly release, but for the moment, it will be each 15 days. For those others of you, hello, my name is Ahlam Haya. I turned 21 2 weeks ago in December, and I speak to you from sunny Spain, where I currently live and study here. I am doing a Spanish language course because I want to pursue a master's degree in computer science here. And usually when I tell someone this, they visualize me as a big glass girl who's wearing a hoodie and my gym jams and doesn't face the sun unless it's deadly necessary. Well, I'm afraid to disappoint you because I am the complete opposite, except for the clothing part though, that I am guilty of. I believe that peak brilliancy arises from a place of comfort. That being said, fuck you, super tight office dress code. Now, going back, I work as an instructor where I give courses in web development, partial time in, and that also gave me a really good boost to start off this project, which is the Inscripted Adults podcast, and I'm really excited about this. So, when it comes to where I was born, I lived my whole life in Morocco. I was raised and born there, and you know what they say, you don't choose to be Moroccan, you just get lucky. Though that doesn't mean I lived in a problems-free society. I, matter of fact, developed my sense of observation and analytical thinking due to the controversy in many of its aspects and people as well, which now encourage me, to be honest, to maybe dedicate a whole episode futurely to this subject. So we'll see. Driving back to the introduction, I am someone essentially motivated by the things I do and the things I want to achieve. I am also motivated by the endless beautiful possibilities that life provides if you just stand your feet on the ground right before you feel like giving up and collapsing. I am not though a complete sunshine, but I am driven by my personal legend. Now, if you have ever read Paulo Coelho's masterpiece, The Alchemist, personal legend is the major insight the writer reveals through his character, the King. This is essentially your calling in life, which keep drawing you toward it like a magnet. So, I plan via this podcast addressing topics, advices, and real-life problems or subjects I think are not spoken enough about. Also, cultures, history, life stories from exemplary people, based on a vital criteria for me, which is happiness. You, my dear listener, will notice that most of my publications or conversation pour into the same little cup, which is how to stop searching desperately for happiness and start by cultivating it around you. Now, that being said, I cannot frankly wait to grow a community here and have different opinions and reviews about the things we discuss. I always hated big circles, but I cannot help but love one that aims to share distinct points of views where people come from different backgrounds but still stumble across the same obstacles in life dream the same and get frustrated the same, just like all humans. So see you soon.